This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. This is the weekend DJV program, i.e. in this hour. We're going to take all the members of the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, take their thoughts and opinions on the big stories of the week. According to the research done by Talkers Magazine, every week they listen to lots of radio programs on lots of stations and get the gist of what it is that's on our minds as listeners and participants in the conversation. There's a people list that has 10 names on it, story list that has 10 things on it. Sometimes, well, most of the time, they're actually related. When I look at this, sometimes I start at number 10, go to 1, sometimes 1 to 10, and sometimes I pick and choose. I think that the number 10 item this week has some legs. Even though the name of Donald Trump does not appear in the top 10 list this week of people, his launching his own media platform has caused some interest, I guess. I don't know. Is it that it's him? Is it that it's a new platform? What do we think about this? I guess, Jay, I'm interested in how much there's a lot of social media bias that people talk about, and you seem to be on top of our list of go-to people for social media trends. So in terms of Trump, anybody, does it take a name? How hard is it to do this, to get something like this started in terms of what you have to have technically to make it work? Because it seems very complicated. It would be very complicated to me anyway.
I guess I'm not understanding the question.
The question is, does Trump starting his own media platform, is that difficult? Is it easy?
Well, he's not starting his own. He's a partner.
On the technological side, it's easy. He's like Victoria said, he's not going to be the one doing it. Other people who know how to do this will. And then on the how well will it actually do side, because it's Trump and he has so many supporters, I think that if and when this actually develops, it's going to be a success amongst his supporters.
Yeah, I don't think there's much question about that. It just, I don't know. We've got so much social media now. How much more do you need? Or is he just not visible on anything else?
Well, I think he's not allowed to be on anything.
Well, and that's the point, is if these things are supposed to be considered like vessels of free speech, even though they're private businesses, why are they limiting the speech of mostly conservatives? I mean, you have Louis Farrakhan, who is directly linked to the attack on the Capitol this week, who says very hateful things, who is a racist, he is a bigot, and someone that it was one of his followers was inspired by him to drive through the Capitol, yet he is still on social media, and Donald Trump is not. So I think there's a very different level of what's acceptable and what's not. It's very political. And so what's the alternative for conservatives if they're getting blocked all the time for no good reason? Because I have a lot of friends. I myself have had stuff flagged for no good reason. And, you know, where do we go? What do we do? How do we talk to other people? That's, I think, one of the things that half the country is worried about.
Wicket. Yeah, it's a sticky wicket for sure. I mean, Trump is the worst guy to come along in a long time. You mentioned Louis Farrakhan, who is no good under any stretch of anybody's measurement, as far as I'm concerned, and that's a great question that you ask, frankly. Speaking of being no good, number 9 on the story list is the focus on Matt Gaetz and Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo may be happy that Gaetz came along to take him off the front page.
Could be.
Much
I don't know. Cuomo had the accuser who still is anonymous. So the only one, there's 9 of them, I think, and the one who we don't know her name is the one who has the Albany police investigating this. And she came out and gave an interview to someone describing how he summoned her to the governor's mansion And as soon as she walked inside the door, he slammed the door and locked it, according to her accounts. And then it immediately kind of got too close to her, and she said all she could see was his big hand coming at her, and he started groping her underneath her shirt. And he called her over for just in the name of helping him with his cell phone or his mobile device, whatever it was. So for a while, the story had disappeared on Andrew Cuomo. It was also revealed this week in the nursing home scandal that he faces. Remember, he said that he gave one number about how many nursing home deaths were like linked to the policies of him putting COVID positive people into nursing homes. And he's not alone, by the way. The reason that they're burying this story with sexual allegations is because the governor of New Jersey did the same thing. The governor of Michigan and the governor of Pennsylvania all did the same thing that Cuomo did, putting COVID positive people into nursing homes, which killed a large number of senior citizens.
Too. Yeah, a lot of states did this.
So they're trying to cover that up because they don't want that to be the storyline.
Yeah, but why is he singled out? Why aren't the rest of
the governors? Because he lied about the numbers. This is the problem.
What about the rest of them?
I don't know.
Murphy in Jersey, where I am, he's not accused of lying about the numbers. He's being all of these governors who had COVID patients in nursing home facilities. They're all being taken to task as to why they did that.
A dumb move.
But Cuomo is the one, I guess, who either he lied or authorized Dr. Zucker, who is the health commissioner of New York. He's the one who's really kind of the focus right now. The New York Post has a whole big expose on it. So he's kind of the one who's taking the heat. But ultimately, you know, the buck stops with Cuomo. I mean, that's the governor. And so
part of it is that, you know, Cuomo said, well, I didn't know all of these extra people died. Well, now this week what came out is that he did know that his office had an accurate count of how many people were dying because of this. And they just chose not to share it with the federal government. And they didn't have to. You know, here's where I'll stick up, and I don't do it often for Washington State or New Jersey or Pennsylvania. New York had a Navy ship sitting there waiting to take patients. They had the Javits Center waiting to take patients.
But that was after, though, unfortunately.
It really wasn't. Look at the timeline.
That started after. Those people were already in nursing home facilities, whether they were dying or...
They had the resources.
But the timing, there isn't a lot of crossover there. Cuomo is not in the right here at all. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying the timeline of that, when the comfort ship arrived in New York...
It was there in April.
Yeah, but these people were in March. These people were already in nursing homes. They were already
Let me move the conversation along by asking a question with regard to this $1.9 trillion spending bill supposedly to help people through COVID. Is it true or not true that the federal government is going to be sending families of people who died from COVID $9,000?
That's,
do we have confirmation
in New York,
of that?
In New York, that's to pay for funeral costs. There is a part of that. And AOC, for her district, that was something that she and Chuck Schumer worked on together as part of that bill.
So just going to her district?
Well, no, but in New York was a big push for that because there are literally, this is so horrible, but there are thousands and thousands of deceased people who their families can't afford to claim their bodies. And so the part of that COVID relief bill is basically just to cover funeral costs. It's not like it's a payout to families.
No,
it's covering funeral costs.
There's a lot of question, though, on whether a lot of these people who were supposedly victims of COVID really were. The $2,000 bounty that hospitals got for everybody that they certified died from COVID, there's a real question there about whether that's all true or not. All right, before we leave number nine, I want to go... there's no reason or way that we can give Matt Gaetz a pass here, but I'm wondering
if... Oh, things have gotten worse for him.
Well, apparently...
he doesn't know how to use Venmo.
Is there a plea deal that's been offered to him?
Not him yet, but the guy that he paid money to sex traffic, he's that guy, Greenberg. He just copped a plea.
He was in trouble for other stuff. He held a position in Florida, and so this is what I think it's getting conflated. That's what they're working on with the plea deal. But in exchange, I think he's giving information about this case. Now, again, I think from everything I've read, it's still stemming from this alleged 17-year-old girl that they paid $900 to travel someplace to the islands or something like that. Matt Gaetz says that this girl doesn't exist, but if there's evidence, I mean, there has to be a travel log somewhere that can prove whether or not who's telling the truth here. I mean, this doesn't seem like it would be brain surgery to figure out if someone, I mean, you have to have records of travel, right? I mean, everybody does.
Right.
So,
unless it's a private jet, and you know, which.
But even then, I think you have to have
picking up the mantle of Jeffrey Epstein very nicely. Yeah. 16 past the hour on the overview of what's going on in talk radio. We call it the Talk Radio Roundup.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 330.
Eighteen at the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. The people list does not include the name of Prince Philip, but probably would if we weren't doing this toward the end of the week. This is a week-long overview, but as we get to the week end of the week and the weekend, a big conversation will be about the passing of Prince Philip in England, who has passed, what was he, 98, I think, right?
99.
And it was something, I mean, he's not been in good health. Wasn't he in the hospital for 2 weeks, just a month or so ago?
Yeah. He'd been in and out for a while, and it was like he just bounced back. Remember, he was in the hospital, everybody thought he was gone, and then he was out there driving the car around. And I don't know. Gotta love that spirit to keep going.
Yeah, well, he's had a very interesting life for sure. So the question that you were asking off the air, this is probably a trending question for social media as well. Should Prince Harry go back, and will he go back?
Will he, yeah.
Will he for this funeral? Why wouldn't he? He was close to his grandparents. I don't see why wouldn't he do that?
Will he be welcome, though? I mean, a lot of it will be distraction, all of this stuff. Well, the royal family cares.
Are they that small-minded? I guess, some of them are.
But as we learned from that interview, the firm, as they call it, you know, the whole machine, it's not even necessarily the family members themselves. It's the staff and it's everybody around them. It's a PR machine. And so, it'll be, I don't think he would be barred from his grandfather's funeral. He made it pretty clear he has no issues with his grandparents at all. I think Prince Charles is really the one that, you know, he has the issues with, and I think Prince William is kind of stuck in the middle.
Well, and if they are kept out, that's going to be a whole nother round of really bad press for the palace that they don't want anyway.
Right.
Well, but how do they control, they don't seem to be able to control the narrative, or at least they haven't. To this point, very well. They all look like they're blackguards. They all look like they aren't really very progressive, and that they don't like.
Right. So keeping least, them out would like be black. Worse.
Yeah. Right. So, at any rate, the passing. What a colorful, interesting life. Although the other side of it is, one wonders whether he was cooped up and kept as the husband of the Queen, could he do what he, if he wasn't married to the Queen, would his life have been different? Interesting thing to speculate on, but you can't go there because he was. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, we're back at 23 after the hour. This is the DJB overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Jay Kirshner is in charge of social media, and there are a lot of things that are on the edge, if you will, of a conversation that is, didn't make it quite into the top 10, but there are a lot of people talking about it. For example, Netflix landing the streaming rights to the Spider-Man movies and other movies, Jumanji. So this means that they're not going to be in theaters, it's going to be on Netflix, is that what
this
means,
Jay?
No,
they will. So Sony doesn't have their own streaming service, and once these, so that's why Netflix bought the rights for the domestic streaming rights, and these will stream after they have been in theaters and they have done their at-home release.
Where did they go
like the
prior
theatrical
to
release
this?
And the,
where did all these things from Sony go heretofore before this deal with Netflix? They have a different place.
I feel like they went to the movie channels like HBO and stuff, and or not ABC Plus, Disney Plus. They've gone to those because Marvel is big with the Disney universe, but Spider-Man is Sony. So Netflix has the exclusive rights. A lot of these movies you can find either on Netflix and Hulu, Amazon Prime, but for Sony, Netflix is like, nope, we are the one and only. So after the on-demand viewing at home and the theatrical release, they'll go strictly to Netflix for streaming. You can't find them anywhere else.
Another trending story is this, the former NFL player who killed 5 people in South Carolina, including himself. That's part of, I think, well, that's another one of these things that's close to the top. I think a lot of people are talking about this. Frankly, and whether or not it was the fact, his family says he went crazy after he played football, and it's easy to blame football, but the other side of it is it's easy to understand why it could be that that affected his brain. So I mean, there's a lot of information about this guy and what he's been doing. He's a fairly young guy, right?
And some of his former teammates said that he was in the process of opening a yogurt shop. There were a lot of things that he had been talking about, not just what he was going to do in his future, but, like, the future was now. Here were things that he was actually doing and going forwards with. And the York County Sheriff, Sheriff Tolson, had said that right now just none of it makes sense to any of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up here in terms of what is all over social media trending items, the Derek Chauvin case. Certainly the experts say that George Floyd died of a lack of oxygen. So how's this playing out, Jay?
Well, yeah, it's the question of the lack of oxygen. Was it drug-induced? Was it the knee to the neck-induced? The medical expert is saying even the healthiest of a person having a knee to their neck for that length of time without any let-up would have suffocated as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm surprised at? That in terms of what's trending, there isn't more focus on COVID. There certainly was. Is it just old hat? Is it because so many people have... You know, there's even though it's
a, it's been a way too long of a time.
And there, I mean, there are still people denouncing it because they don't know anybody who personally was affected by it.
Denouncing what? The focus on it? Or
no, that it's even a real
exists.
Pandemic.
Exists.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd be one. I mean, I denounce not the fact that it was there or that it's a reality, but the way we responded to it, I think was completely irresponsible because the toll it's taken has been far greater. I mean, how you value a life. But the way that this was handled economically in comparison to other circumstances that have existed that were similar, no one can quite explain to me how it is that we did what we did and actually got away with it. That is, where did all of this start? Did it start in the news media? Did it start with politicians? The fear and the way that we handled it? Like, it seemed all of a sudden we lost control of our lives.
Yeah, and just how politicized it really even got.
Yeah. And it was exactly what I am a firm believer that this all started. The Chinese government was responsible for what went on in that laboratory. I think last week we were talking here on this program about how the World Health Organization whitewashed it and the rest of the world said, hey, not so fast. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of further exploration into what we all know actually happened. It's 28 past the hour. More stories and people focus as we continue.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Building your cat's self-confidence. You know, the easiest way to create a confident cat that behaves well is to spend more time on the things the cat does right. Your kitten will probably receive plenty of correction when it forgets to use the litter box, so you should spend the same time, or better yet, even more time, kissing, hugging, and loving it when it does remember to use the litter box, or if it performs some other minor feat. Don't just say, good kitty, and pat it on the head. Try a little more enthusiasm. Say, what a good cat, and follow with kisses, hugs, a belly scratch, and a head rub, and even more. You know, you must present a clear picture for your cat of exactly what makes you happy. Don't dominate it with corrective techniques. Rather, make an extra effort to acknowledge all the things it does properly. We must praise our feline friends for each and every positive accomplishment. But don't just reserve your positive thoughts and actions on those sounds when your kitten has done something right. It's okay to tell your cat how wonderful it is any time of day. So go over, hug and kiss your cat, even if he's just laying in the sun. Tell him he's good and how much you love him. I'm Warren Eckstein.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Protests erupted against police when an officer fatally shot a man after stopping his vehicle for a traffic violation on Sunday. The shooting took place in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. The police stop turned into an arrest when warrants were discovered on 20-year-old Dante Wright. A struggle ensued and Dante was shot and killed. Police say both officers' body cameras were recording during the incident. Governor Greg Abbott, the Republican from Texas, said Sunday that Republicans are not alone anymore when it comes to pushing back against the Biden administration's handling of the southern border. Last week, Abbott called the federal government to shut down the Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio, Texas, after multiple allegations surfaced of sexual abuse. Representative Henry Cuellar, the Democrat from Texas, also slammed the Biden administration. We have a new Masters golf champion. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama landed the green jacket with a 10 under par and takes home $2,070,000 for the win. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dr. Fauci continues to push the mask mandate, even if you've been vaccinated. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The United States set a new record Saturday for COVID vaccinations administered, delivering 4.3 million doses in a single day. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says infection rates are still on the high side, even with those vaccination efforts. The U.S. is averaging more than 60,000 new cases per day over the last 7 days. The White House's chief medical advisor tells MSNBC that even if you are vaccinated, you should still take some precautions.
If you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks. And for the time being, until we show definitively that a person who's vaccinated does not get this subclinical infection and can spread to others, you should also continue to wear a mask.
The Food and Drug Administration reported 3 days ago masks may help prevent people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Sunday's Meet the Press admitted that the coronavirus got out of hand faster because of China. During the interview, Blinken said China didn't do what it needed to do in the early stages of the pandemic in response to a question about whether he believes China knows about the origins of the coronavirus. Blinken expressed real concerns about the methodology and the process that went into the WHO origins report, including the fact that the government in Beijing apparently helped to write it. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four after the hour now, we're going over the charts for the week of April 5th to the 9th. The talk radio review, a roundup of our thoughts from the DJV show's perspective. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Number eight is the focus on the investigation of what happened at the Capitol. Jennifer, I don't want to let this go. I think there's a few more minutes, or at least a few more items in here. Louis Farrakhan and his involvement in what the most recent episode was. You said something, and I do wonder sometimes about our or is it priorities when it comes to examining people, and how it is that this guy has gotten away in terms of the public forum with the kind of stuff, the grievous
stuff. The Ayatollah still has a Twitter profile. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It just seems that when we talk, and we did earlier in the show about how Trump is building a new, or he's going to put his name on a new social media platform that's going to be about promoting free speech, and it's because the social media companies are in this really weird gray area. I've said it before, where they're private companies, but they are acting like a utility, and so they have the right to bar whoever they want. But people also have the right to question it. Louis Farrakhan has a profile on Twitter and Facebook. He is a known racist. He's a bigot. And he inspired the attack that happened, it feels like 10 years ago, but last Friday at the United States Capitol, where this guy, whether for mental illness or head injury, traumas, whatever he had, he was radicalized, and he was a big believer, a follower of Louis Farrakhan, thinking he
wasn't allowed in the group. But it's interesting, though, because this is kind of in the same gray area as the Capitol insurrection, where, some people say they were inspired by Trump's words, and, Trump has not had culpability for this. The Nation of Islam put out a statement saying that this guy tried to be a member, but was never a member. And so this was sort of like, well, who's actually to blame then?
If you're going to give Trump a pass
and say he didn't inspire it, then you have to hold on just a second. I'm no fan of Louis Farrakhan. I'm just saying,
Let me throw this, but I think Jennifer makes a good point when she says Farrakhan has still a presence on social media, but Trump doesn't. Right. I think that's a separate issue, and I agree with Jen.
But that's the issue that I'm making, because here's the thing. The guy who went out and shot up the baseball game, no one blamed Bernie Sanders. I don't think people should blame Trump for the same thing. My point is two separate things. Whatever inspired this guy, that's one thing, but Twitter reacted in one way to Trump, and they reacted in another way to Louis Farrakhan. Mm-hmm. It's not about who I personally hold accountable, because I believe in personal accountability. I think people... There are a lot of bad circumstances that people live with every single day, and not everybody picks up a gun, not everybody picks up a knife, not everybody gets in their car. So I think it's a line of demarcation. It's how the social media companies deal with that. So
in any case,
this guy, well, no, he drove into, but you want to tell the story, he drove into the barricades at the Capitol, came out, pulled a knife, killed a U.S. Capitol policeman by running his car into them, and then he was shot and killed himself.
Right. Okay, number seven. The situation on the border, which in my mind ought to be further up the list, but there's so many other things here. Does this conversation get lost now because we're so focused on other things like gun control and race relations in general? Why isn't immigration and race relations more or less the same thing? Isn't it kind of the same thing in a manner of speaking?
Race relations with American citizens versus people who are trying to come in.
That's
disrespectful to American black citizens and brown citizens.
The reason that
disrespectful according to
The reason I think it should be is that
I think it's disrespectful to put them in the same category.
The people who come into the country illegally are taking the jobs from minority Americans. That's my point. And that
that's an unemployment issue then. That's not race relations / the border.
Well, I think it's
about
the situation.
That's what Doug is trying to put it all into the same.
Yeah,
I'm saying that the Latins are being, people from Latin America are being, there's a lot of prejudice that's being, that has been and continues to be, at least in my neck of the woods, people's attitude toward Latins, Latinos, Latinas, who are taking jobs, getting jobs, come to this country, don't speak the language, they seem to be coddled. There's a lot of resentment, frankly.
That's why a lot of people in the black and brown communities do not support illegal immigration, because they take away, I mean, all of the benefits that were set up in this country for minority groups, specifically for black Americans, are taken away by people who come into the country illegally.
Let's get to the bigger issue,
because this is so heartbreaking and heart-wrenching, and it should be at the top of the list. I mean, if we're going to spend time talking about Andrew Cuomo and Matt Gaetz, we need to be talking about this story, and that is that there are girls who are coming into this country and who are being raped and sexually abused. I don't know if you guys... I was appalled yesterday to do my little game of who's talking about what on cable news. And MSNBC was talking about Matt Gaetz, and CNN was talking about infrastructure. And there were girls that were... that were featured on this. It's hard to even talk about. There were girls that were featured on this story on Fox News yesterday, and a couple of people who were members of Congress went to the border to do a tour. And they met up with this group of girls who couldn't even speak because their voices were gone, and they were asked about that. They were raped in the middle of the desert, and they were screaming so loud for help that they still cannot talk, and it's been like a week or two that they've been in custody. In San Antonio, in the Coliseum.
It's a blight on our country. It's a blight.
How we can let this happen, and where and why people, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you've got women who cannot speak right now because they were screaming for help and no one heard them because they were being, and by the way, this was a group rape. They were being raped over and over and over and over again, and nobody came to help them. That's embarrassing for our country. That's an embarrassment. And we should be, I don't know why, how this is allowed to happen. In San Antonio, the convention center is a place that is housing migrant girls. There are stories of, and four legitimate allegations where the person who works there is being named, confirmed. There are stories of malnourishment happening in this facility. The governor of Texas came out and said, we're trying to shut it down. The Biden administration will not let anyone in to shut it down. They tried to call Child Protective Services to get these girls who've been victimized in this facility
out.
What's
the point?
Child Protective Services was turned away.
Well, but why? Why would they do that? That's
I don't
the
know.
Question.
Why? Yeah. Is it a bad, is it, it looks bad?
All right, we got to move on.
It's
number
ridiculous.
Six is our relationship with China. I noticed that they've handed death sentences to some of the Muslims who were the penalties for being a Muslim in China. Why aren't they immigrating out of China, I guess, and go to Muslim
countries?
They
can't leave. They're in concentration camps.
But
why? But why should they? Well, millions, yes. Why should? But why should they leave? They've been there for thousands of years.
Wouldn't you want to get away from it if you could get away from it?
I'm just saying that
China is not like our country. Or anything, any other country. That's the problem. I mean, whether it's a problem or not, the rest of the world is what I object to is the rest of the world are giving them a free pass. Go to some country in the Middle East and is basically a Muslim country.
But so you're making the same argument. It's like saying, you know, we don't want to talk about the horrible conditions that people in South America are dealing with and why they want to come here. And you're saying, well, you know, the Uyghur Muslims should just go somewhere else.
Well,
I mean,
I guess I'm
literally making the same statement out of both sides of your mouth on that one.
No, I'm not. The whole thing about China and we're not repressing people to the point where we're raping and killing people, but I don't know under what auspices. It's certainly not the federal government.
How about we don't allow China to have concentration camps? I mean, I think that's the solution.
Well, how do
we
stop that, though?
We went to war, and we got tough, and nobody wants to talk about that. But everybody's letting China slide. We go back into the World Health Organization.
That's my point.
The world needs
well, because China's still doing this within their own borders. You know, Hitler tried to take over all of Europe, and that's why we went to war. It wasn't just because of what was going on in Germany.
Does it matter? I mean, we've gone into altercations.
Do we want to go to war? I don't know. I mean,
I don't want to go to war.
At some point,
but I want the world to know.
We're going to have to take a tough stand.
And to be doing something about or having something other than just passive reaction. Even though the countries that have said the Chinese influence on the World Health Organization, and they're saying that the virus didn't originate in the Wuhan laboratory and wasn't done on purpose is garbage, and the rest of the world is focused on that. But to bring it back around to us, so the economy is number four this week. Our economy is being shaped by the Chinese, not by us, but it's being shaped. Our economy for 40 years has been shaped by the greed of these huge corporations that have gone to bed with China, and now they're getting it stuck up their keister because the Chinese are in charge. They've got they're cleaning our clocks, and we haven't got
they
the
own Hollywood.
Apparently insight.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the insight to if you want to increase taxes to take the Chinese the companies that are doing business with the Chinese to task. By increasing their taxes to 28%, that's a great idea. And then turning around and incentivizing companies that are in China to come back to America, take their taxes and cut them. So why isn't there some leadership?
I think it's almost too late for that. I don't even think it's the factories in China. It's a fact, you know, we focused a lot on Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola this week with the voter rights bill in Georgia and all of this back and forth. It came out. China is, do you know how much of Coca-Cola is controlled by China? How much of Major League Baseball, the relationship that Major League Baseball has with China? They've infiltrated everything. And forget about pulling out a factory.
About farming. Yeah, yeah, everything.
Jen's right. At this point, to just issue a blanket statement of, okay, well, if you do business in China, then we're taxing you 28%. Because every single company, whether they're headquartered here and they make 90% of their parts here in America, there are 10% of stuff that's still made in China. Or if China's on the board.
You can bring
look at all the radio
here,
stations. We've talked about TV and radio stations that China owns or are part owners in. It's like, I mean, it's impossible. It's like
we're
trying to get the microplastics out of the
ocean.
It's too small. The particles are too small.
I wonder what my grandson is going to live with. And a lot of other people
wonder
that as
well. Happy
I
don't have kids, honestly.
45
minutes. We talk about
this a lot. Yeah, all right. We get to a couple of the, we got to talk a little about Derek Chauvin. And I don't know. We've talked enough about COVID. I don't know that we need to get into that. But certainly the trial should be in our focus. And it is next here.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket, all white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries, and 7 mini biscuits, fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio, and all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket, or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ, happy tastes good.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, mypillow.com. All right, back for a couple of more minutes here. The Derek Chauvin trial, the implications of the trial and what we are learning, the pre-existing conditions, drug use. Doctors say in the testimony this week, it looks like they had no impact on what happened to him. There will be people that will argue against that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what I've seen here this week is a focus on the police in general, back to those episodes around all around the country and around the world that have brought this to the emotional height that it is. And one wonders what we a lot of talk about police reform, but where is it really taking place? Is it taking place, police reform?
In Los Angeles, and it's not working. They cut the budget of the LAPD.
But see, cutting the budget doesn't fix it. I mean, that's stupid.
That's how they are thinking of reform. So $150 million, not working. The crime is spiking in Los Angeles. It's ridiculous right now. And also the new district attorney, George Gascon, who's super progressive, funded by George Soros. Now you've got people, I think I told you guys earlier today.
Funded by George Soros? What does that
mean? He took $2.5 million to run his campaign for L.A. district attorney.
How do you get away with getting that much money from one source?
You can. Welcome to politics. So he got it. He used it.
Isn't that illegal?
And he won. Nope. And he has gone in. He's already got a recall underway because he is reclassifying. He's taking away special circumstances. You have a lot of victims who have had gang members kill their family, their kids, and these people are being let out of jail in just a few years because of these policies.
All right, well, there it is. Some of our thoughts about the big stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour. Time for Victoria and I, mostly Victoria, to go through the top five tech stories of this past week. We do that every week at this time. So at number five, it's the Twitter buying up Clubhouse. This is, you talk about the register going ka-ching.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. A lot of
here. This story really surprised a lot of people this week. So Twitter is already building a competitor to Clubhouse. Clubhouse is the social audio app. Basically, it's like listening in to a bunch of conference calls. Essentially, it's not even really public. It's still invitation only at this point. It's also only on iOS, meaning it's only on Mac and Apple systems and iPhones. So it's interesting that the story from Bloomberg this week was that Twitter actually offered to buy Clubhouse for $4 billion. And this is before Clubhouse even really launched. And so Clubhouse turned it down, and the negotiations didn't really go anywhere. It was unclear whether maybe Clubhouse wanted more money, or if they felt like they wanted to launch first, and maybe they thought they'd be worth more money. However, the Clubhouse is now looking to raise money at that same $4 billion valuation. So they took Twitter's discussions, and then they made it public. And Facebook is also looking to create their own rival to Clubhouse. And so it's interesting. Right now, celebrities, tech CEOs, mostly tech CEOs, and some, you know, regular people who have been invited into the app have tuned in and have hosted rooms. Essentially, it's very buzzy right now. People are talking about it. Essentially, you're just listening in to discussions, and you can, you know, you can ask questions. It's not guaranteed that whoever's hosting the room will call on you to answer your question, but it feels interactive with, you know, Elon Musk from Tesla. Kanye West has been threatening to do one. He hasn't done one yet, but it is kind of interesting where Clubhouse is right now. To not even be public and to be worth $4 billion, it's kind of a crazy story.
Pretty amazing. Number four is a phone trade-in program. If you did this before, now it's time to revisit, perhaps, yes?
Right. The trade-in provider Gazelle, which was the number one online trade-in business for old iPhones and Samsung, any device, really, your iPad, tablets, things, laptops, things like that. So Gazelle was the number one go-to for millions of people to trade in their old phones and their old devices. And then they went out of business because a lot of other you know, internet service providers and cell phone companies started taking back their own products. So it kind of put Gazelle into a weird spot. They went out of business, but now, because of the pandemic, there has been, you know, a huge influx of people wanting to trade in devices, so Gazelle is back in business. So you can actually go back to the website, and you can do the same old trade-ins that you used to do. You might not get as much money as you would have in the past, but Gazelle makes it very easy. I've traded in so many devices through Gazelle. It's a really great website, and it's really easy to use, so I'm happy
Number
that you're back.
Number three, Amazon Music and where you can get it.
Yep, Amazon Music's mobile app is now getting a new feature to make it easier to use while driving. Car Mode is a simplified version of Amazon Music's interface. It features larger buttons, suggested playlists and albums, and easy access to Alexa. And so Car Mode is divided into two sections. The upper part of the top of the phone is devoted to playback controls, so you're not, like, driving and swiping through a bunch of different screens to get to what you want. So it makes it a lot easier to use as a hands-free, you know, option. And so Amazon Music right now has 55 million subscribers. It's not as popular as Spotify or Apple Music, but a lot of people are using it. And Car Mode is actually available now in Amazon Music on iOS and Android as well.
Number two is a suggestion that you stop posting your vaccine cards.
This is nuts. I just keep seeing these vaccine cards popping up more and more on social media. You've got to stop doing that. And tech experts are now saying, and cybersecurity experts are saying, please do not do this, because not only does it have your full name and your birth date, but there are other things that are on there, like the location of where you got your vaccine, the lot number, the type of vaccine that you got. All of this information thieves can put together. They piece it together like a puzzle, and they can steal your identity. They can open up accounts in your name. They can even take your tax refund from you. So this is a lot more serious than people seem to think it is. But yeah, stop posting these pictures. It's crazy.
Number one this week, speaking of that, the personal data from millions and millions of Facebook users, here's what's happened to that.
Yep, 533 million Facebook users have had their data leaked online for hackers. So phone numbers, Facebook IDs, your full name, location, birthday, email, all of it from 106 countries. This is why we don't post things.
All right, there it is. A word to the wise is efficient. Top five items from the world of technology at 59.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.